This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Waves of explosives-laden suicide drones have struck Ukraine's capital, setting buildings ablaze and tearing a hole in one of them. The attack Monday sent people scurrying for shelter and came a week after Russia unleashed its most widespread strikes against the country in months. Authorities said at least four people died. One drone struck a residential building. Energy facilities were also hit by the drones, which appeared to include some that were Iranian-made. Ukraine's foreign minister has called on the European Union to sanction Iran for providing Russia with drones used in attacks on Kyiv. AP correspondent Charles David Esma reports.
In a video statement, Dmytro Kuleba says the time has come to apply sanctions against Iran for supplying weapons to the Russian Federation. He was speaking from a bomb shelter amid the air raids. Kuleba says he was addressing the EU Foreign Affairs Council when the drones struck Ukraine's capital. Drones used in the attack appear to include Iranian-made Shaheds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian military says one of its warplanes has crashed near an apartment building in a port city on the Sea of Azov after experiencing engine failure on takeoff. The crash ignited a huge fire, killing at least four people, leaving six missing and injuring 21 others, eight of whom are in grave condition. The Russian Defense Ministry said it crashed into a residential area Monday and both crew members bailed out safely, but tons of fuel exploded on impact. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ethiopian government forces and their allies on Monday captured Shire, one of the biggest cities in the northern region of Tigray. From regional forces, they've been battling on and off since late 2020. Two diplomatic and humanitarian sources said the violence in Tigray, which has spilled over into neighboring regions and drawn in the Eritrean military, has killed thousands of civilians, uprooted millions, and left hundreds of thousands now facing possible famine. Shire's about 140 kilometers or 90 miles northwest of Tigray's regional capital, Mekele, and host tens of thousands of people displaced from other areas by the conflict. Just as news of the capture was breaking, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was calling for an immediate end to hostilities and a return to peace talks sponsored by the African Union. A group of Ugandan activists has launched a legal challenge to controversial new legislation criminalizing some internet activity in the East African country. Their petition to the Constitutional Court argues the description of the computer-related crimes in the bill enacted last week violates the right of freedom of expression and criminalizes some digital work, including investigative journalism. The U.S. Supreme Court is rejecting an appeal seeking to give U.S. citizenship to people born in American Samoa. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's the only unincorporated U.S. territory whose inhabitants are not American citizens at birth. A trial judge had sided with three American Samoa natives living in Utah who sued, but an appeals panel disagreed, and the High Court has left that ruling in place. The move means the justice are also passing on a chance to overturn several cases that deal with American territories dating back 120 years, with rulings full of racist and anti-foreigner rhetoric. One justice had written citizenship could not be automatically given to those absolutely unfit to receive it. Justice Neil Gorsuch called months ago for those rulings to be overturned. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Recapping our top story, waves of explosions of suicide drones have struck Ukraine's capital, setting buildings ablaze, tearing a hole in one of them. The attack Monday sent people scurrying for shelter and came a week after Russia unleashed its most widespread strikes against the country in months. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.